here in Chapel Hill, there's several stone houses that that's still standing, and a combination of my grandfather and his sons, Uncle Bill, Uncle Walt, Uncle William, Henry, Handy, and myself. He was our inspiration. Sometimes sitting around telling the tales about growing up and the things they had to endure. I think it just made him a more persistent and stronger person. And in doing so, to teach his children as well as his grandchildren how to fend for themselves. If you have a craft, you got the ability to do things, you could take that discipline from learning that trade and you could add it to another one.
I think my granddad, the way they were saying, now you would need to ask Peter, I think he built every rock house when he was coming up there, except the one on Merritt Mill Road. I think he did all the rest of it. Yeah, he and his sons and things.
Handy's signature and Bill's signature is that it's good. I mean, they weren't boastful, but there was had to be something that not only they were proud of, but the person who hired them got their money worth. Some of the housing work, Mr. Gita Nevis and Mr. Van Thompson, Mr. Jojo Farrington and Jojo Farrington's father Rufus and his brothers basically was carpenters, and their handiwork was in some of those houses based on some of the designs of my grandfather. But also that Mr. Rigsby he was not just a plumber, he was an electrician. And so his handiwork is in some of those houses.
That they were dependable, that when you call them, they did show up.
I was not an academic person, so building was something that I could do, and I could look at it after it was finished and brag about it because I was a hands-on and I enjoyed doing things with my hands.
And when you say brag about it, you also must have been very good at it.
I had a reputation.
Because you could trust him to do it. Oh, what make you the best is knowing your craft.
Right.
Okay. He knew. I mean, he didn't go to school to learn how to pour cement. Mm-hmm. You know, he taught himself how to do it.
I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. We had a mason one time that came to work with a pair of white shoes. He worked all day, and when he left, his shoes were still white. Mm-hmm. No mortar on them and all, and the quality of his work was superb. Okay, now you got other masons who are sloppy. They work all day, and they got as much mortar on the ground as they had on the wall.
But I know when the man came from state to do the job, and I went over there across the street, and I was talking to him, and he said, I was telling him about him, my granddaddy built the school, and he said, what? He said, Mr. Felix, I need to tell you something. I said, yes, sir. He said, they don't do work like your granddaddy them did back there. I said, this school here, he said, but they did some good work and they took their time and they, you know, really got it, you know, where they wanted it, you know, and stuff like that. And they really worked hard because they knew, you know, all of that. They didn't have all them big blueprints and stuff back there, but my granddad and them, they really came from people that worked and had to work.
Well, I would say that, you know, they were very persistent about their trade, you know, in spite of the lack of funds, lack of opportunity and all the other things that go around that, they end up being successful builders. And just till this day, the legacy of what they did years ago is still here. And people do remember mm-hmm. who they are, who they were, and what they did for the community.